Welcome at the Pavilion. Here we'll talk about the complexity of lichens and their forms.
So far, we learned that a lichen is a symbiotic form between a fungus and an algae. A nice discovery, but it is not that simple. The world of fungi is complex and its forms are variable and sometimes incongruous. Look at the lichens on the tree with a magnifying glass or hand lens. Or get closer to the lichen to see them with the naked eye. Another world, isn't it? Researchers try to recreate the lichen in a lab by assembling the different organisms, algae and fungi. But a lichen did not emerge from this combination. Further research has shown that the lichen is probably composed of a third organism, a single-celled yeast of the Basidiomycete phylum. Two fungi? Yes. For years, lichens were thought to be an association between an ascomycete fungus and an algae. This idea had already created controversy at the time in the well-founded taxonomic science. The cooperation between several organisms caused us to question ideas in evolutionary theories. Indeed, evolutionary theories are based on the natural selection of organisms that were most well adapted to the environment. So the idea that a species physically seen as one individual was in fact composed of many organisms was just unthinkable. We'll talk more about this issue and discovery later in the walk. Well, some activities now. In front of this tree, what do you see? A trunk with some lichens, different shapes, various colors. The trunk is the substrate on which the lichen grows. The lichen does not have a negative effect on the tree. Indeed, lichens do not have roots, like plants. They have rhizines, which are small attachments made of fungal cells that allow the lichen to attach to the substrate. Rhizines are one of the ways to identify different species of lichens, as they can have different shapes. The different forms of lichen. The thallus can have different shapes, and this characteristic is the first important step to differentiate and identify the species. First, there are crustose lichens. These are lichens that form a crust on the substrate and that can hardly be detached from the surface because the rhizines are so deeply embedded. This type is the most common but also the most difficult to identify because of their various shapes. To take the lichen with you, you would have to take a piece of the substrate. The rhizines of the crustose lichen can go into it, both trunks and stones. There are also Leprous lichens. These are the lichens that have the crust, so they're also crustose lichen, entirely formed of small mealy granules. These Leprous lichens form a kind of leprosy on their substrate and are characteristic of a habitat sheltered from rain. The picture is the one of Flictis organa. Foliose lichens. Foliose lichens are leaf-shaped lichens. These lichens can be detached from the substrate relatively easily. You can run the fingernail under the lobe to check. The lobe is the upper part of the lichen thallus, shaped like a leaf. The upper cortex of foliose lichen has a different color than the lower cortex. This difference in color is due to a different distribution of algae, as the lower cortex has no algal layer. The picture on the website is of Fisconia grisea. Lastly, there are also fruticose lichens. These are shrubby or shrub-like lichens. These lichens have radial symmetry. From all their sides, the lichen look the same. Because of the homogeneous distribution of the algal layers, the lower and the upper cortexes have the same colors. There are still many different lichen forms, but for now you have enough information to differentiate between a few types. Lichens can have many colors too. Last activity for now. Can you differentiate between the different forms of lichens on this tree? Are there different colored lichens? To look at lichens, you need a hand lens. If you don't have a hand lens, you can admire the lichen with the pictures I have on the website. If you have a hand lens but you don't know how to use it, I recommend looking at the video on YouTube from the British Lichen Society. The link is available on the website. We will introduce a common lichen species. The name of the lichen is Xanthoria parietina. The lichens of this genus are yellow, as you can see on the specimen on the tree. Sometimes these lichens are blue and have yellow edges. The characteristic is the yellow or blue color, but also the reproductive systems, which are like small yellow mushrooms, and are also important features to identify them. We will learn more about this structure called apotasia later on in the walk. The apotasia are structures that allow sexual reproduction and contain spores in sacs called asci. Structure that defined one of the type of fungi that form the lichen, the ascomycetes.
To help you spot Xanthoria parietina on the tree in front of you, you can look at the picture on the website. On the way to your first stop, think about the question. Why do we care about lichens? What should we care about lichens? We'll meet on Leamington Walk next to the Brunsfinglings at the exact location shown on the map. See you there!